New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. So, Farrell on the bench with Garber. I told you today we were talking about the NBA GMs all said the Nets were going to win the championship and that Kevin Durant was going to be the MVP. And I said that I don't deny Durant's the best player in the world right now. But he, you know, in my view, will get injured again for at least a month and miss, 15 games, 20 games at least, right?
I agree.
He does every year, so it's automatic.
And even if he's not hurt, Scotty, doesn't he usually miss like at least 10 games with load management, you know, just to rest him?
Automatic. So I said today that I think someone much younger will win the MVP, and I didn't really elaborate on it that much, so tonight I'm just going to throw it out there. I think that the two guys, and I know everyone thinks that JoJo Embiid is going to win the MVP because he got shafted last year, but he didn't because Joker deserved it. Because when he went down with a knee injury, Embiid lost the MVP. That's all there is to it. So everyone thinks he's going to win it this year. I think I'm going to go with Ja Morant and Anthony Edwards are my two MVP candidates. How do you like that, Carver High?
I like it. It's spicy. It's out there. It's a little bit more. I think the hard part with Edwards is the T-Wolves usually suck, which is a tough part because, you know, they like to give it to a good team and blah, 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 blah. If the Grizzlies can take a jump, sure. Why not with a little jaw?
What did Denver win last year? They didn't win anything. He got the MVP.
Yeah, but they made the play. I mean, they won games. They made the playoffs. If the T-Wolves make the playoffs, sure. You could be in the mix.
Well, I'm going to go Ja Morant 1, Anthony Edwards 2. And I just think, like, tonight, Ja Morant went off. He was, like, throwing down dunks left and right in the game against the Bucks, and I just think he's the most explosive, exciting player in the league. By the way, it's 6-1 now, Boston. This game is over, and now you just have to suffer through it if you're a Yankee fan and watch it, right? That's that. So it is what it is. And then for third on that list, I'll put Zach LaVine of the Bulls. What do you think of that?
Sure. Another guy that would be the best player on his team if they get something done this year. I think that they're worth shots. Why not?
Because they got DeRozan, right? And they got Lonzo now.
And they got Vucevic still too, right?
And Vucevic, I mean, they're not that bad. They were kicking the Cleveland's ass tonight, and I gave you that score earlier, right? And I hit that over. They won 131.95. I just want to look. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces, Hoorah. So anyway, just so we can look at it, tonight, Levine at 25, 9 of 14 from the floor, 4 of 6 from 3. Yeah, I'll put him right there. In fact, maybe I'll go Ja Morant, Zach LaVine, Anthony Edwards, and agree with you that Edwards will be up against it because his team sucks.
Yeah, the hard
I'm
the
sick
hard
of picking the
always,
same people every
right,
year.
I'm,
the same
I'm sick
people
of it
the
also.
Media.
But that's the problem is we got to remember who votes for this award. And these people are – all they care about is the same two to five stars in the league. That's it. They don't, doesn't matter if you play in a small market. That's it. I mean, if you're not Embiid and LeBron and Harden and Durant and Giannis, you know, and maybe there's like a couple other guys we can put in that little circle. You know, Steph Curry has to be in there too. You know, if you're not in their little circle, then that's it. You know, you got no shot.
Yeah. You mean the circle of the national media that only cares about the LA Lakers? You mean that
right.
circle?
Right.
It doesn't matter what place they're in. It doesn't matter if they're eliminated from the playoffs. They're still the only team that they ever talk about, the national media.
Fact.
ESPN set up their entire franchise at Staples Center so that they could, you know, be in their underpants. They're so far in their jock strap, they're living in there literally like a tent. They're inside their jocks. And you know it's true.
They
moved people there to L.A. to cover the Lakers. Oh, they got like 10 people that cover the Lakers every day. All they do is talk about the Lakers. That's it. And then here, it's the same way with the Brooklyn Nets. They cover a team that the players never play. Kyrie never plays. Durant takes off all the time. Harden's always injured. Here's the deal. Today... they're saying tonight that they have no idea what they're going to do with Kyrie Irving because he's not allowed to practice or play in New York. He cannot play at the Barclays Center. He needs to wise the F up like Wiggins did and just get vaccinated. Otherwise, he's not playing this year. Score, Kraken score, and the Kraken score. Oh, done with a goal. So, Carpi, what did I just get done telling you?
That you had a little action on the Kraken tonight.
That's right, Carrera. I got a little piece on the Kraken on the money line. I need a W tonight in Vancouver where their fans burn their own building down. Remember when they lost the Stanley Cup final to the Bruins and they were going to set the building on fire?
Yes.
Weren't they going to build? They were going to burn the whole town down, weren't they?
Correct.
I'll never understand those people. I really won't. What do you mean, you people? I will not also root for any expansion team ever. As you know, Carver High, I'm not having it. Based on the fact that when I was the Thrashers play-by-play guy and they gave the Thrashers an absolute crap team, expansion team with crap players, washed up hack has-beens, finished, guys with no wheels and no talent, no goaltending, no anything. And then fast forward 20 years and they give Vegas a Stanley Cup Finals team. And then they give the Kraken a loaded team. I am done with it. Not only that, they took my boy Tanev from the Penguins. I am done with expansion hockey teams. I will never root for them. But that doesn't mean I won't bet on them. Shake out. How do you feel about expansion teams, Carver? I know you're an Islander fan. Don't tell me you're rooting for the Kraken. Don't go there with me. You and I will start having problems.
Yeah, look, I am not rooting for the Kraken. In fact, I'm going to let you know I'm thinking about playing their point total under this year. I think that it's a little high because people are going to expect another Vegas situation, and I am not there at all. I don't think that – I'm just going to get you the number right now, what I saw it at, because I'm thinking about putting it in. Where is that Kraken point total? I've got to dig it up, but I think I saw it in the mid to high 80s. I don't see it right now. I'm going to have to find it. Mid to high 80s. I don't think so. I think we're going back to expansion teams that suck this year, Scotty. I think that Vegas was an aberration. Expansion teams that suck is back.
Expansion teams that suck is back. It's in vogue.
Yeah, the Vegas was a one-shot deal. This team is not going to be good. I think their goaltending is going to be decent. They've got some good goaltenders, but I think they're going to have a hard time scoring goals. They do not have a lot of firepower. Vegas had firepower. They had guys that could score. Seattle does not have that.
All right, let's talk about some of these teams. In the Atlantic, you got Florida, Boston, Toronto, Tampa, Ottawa, Montreal, Detroit, Buffalo. Who do you think is going to be good in the Atlantic Division? And, I'm not basing anything on, frankly, and another Kraken goal done again with a second goal in a matter of minutes. And Pharrell saw it from 50 feet away, done again. Oh, what a goal. Oh, I got an eye for goals. I can smell them coming. A nice drop from the circle into the slot and a ripper from Dunn. Oh, my God. How about I call that? I don't even know who the guy is. And I'm like, it's Dunn again. I don't even know who he is. I have no clue who that is. It's the second goal in 2 minutes. Oh, and I got a piece on the Kraken tonight. What a double parlay boat prop in the lagoon. What a double. Shake it. Shake it. McCann Schwartz on the assists. So who do you think is going to be good in the Atlantic Division? And I'm basing nothing on last year. Obviously, the Lightning are good.
Yeah, the Lightning are good, and they'll be a playoff team again, but I don't think that they're a cup-contending team again. I think they lost too much of their sandpaper. I think what put that Lightning over the top is they had to get rid of that stuff because of salary cap. You know, before they won those cups, Scotty, you know, they had Kucherov, and they had Stamkos, and they had Hedman and Point. It was when they added the Colemans and all those guys that they started to get somewhere. You know, the Yanni Gourdes, etc. They've lost all that sandpaper. And I think that's going to make a difference for them in the long run. But they're still going to be a really good team. I got to tell you, I think Boston's due for a down year. I think you started to see the shades of the Bruins that... They could be due for they've been so successful for so long, playoffs every year, division titles, etc. I think that the Bruins are due to maybe take a step back here. That I think their goaltending is very spotty. Rask out, you know, they're going to be playing this kid. They're going to be playing Swayman a lot.
Toronto's the best team.
No. You know, you can't. Toronto's a good regular season team, as we know. But even Toronto lost a couple pieces. They traded they bring in the Mrazek, who I didn't think was that great in Carolina. Basically swapped him with Freddie Anderson, and they lost a couple guys on D. I think that Montreal is going to be good, and I still think Tampa is going to win the division. The team to watch in the Atlantic is Florida.
Florida.
I think that Florida is the team that takes the step up in class, and maybe not only win, maybe even wins the division, Scotty. I think Florida's the team we're going to be looking at.
All right, Metropolitan, you got Columbus, Carolina, Washington, Pittsburgh, Philly, Rangers, Islanders, Devils. The team that I think makes a move this year is the Rangers.
I think the Rangers will be better, just going off of the theory that they were an all-finesse team opposite of Tampa, they've added some of the sandpaper. So that's a big deal because they got pushed around.
The best team's the Islanders in Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, they have the two highest point totals. You know, that's where, you know, Vegas kind of has those two teams right now at the top. It's very tight with all of them. See, the Islanders aren't a great, like, I don't think the Islanders are going to win the division. They're going to make the playoffs. I'll tell you what's going to be weird for the Islanders, Scotty. I mean, they got to play their first 13 games of the season on the road. You know, that, I mean, are they long trips? No. You know, are there a lot of the road games, you know, kind of local, whether it's Rangers or just going to Philly or something like that? But not playing a home game for the first month and a half of the season, I mean, that's going to be a little weird for them. So I think that they could get off to a bit of a tough start.
Is that because of the arena?
Yeah, arena's not opening until November. Let me give you the exact date. The Saturday before Thanksgiving is when the arena's open.
I think they could have got it done on time, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, the 20th. November 20th is the first game at UBS. So
you're talking for 2 years. How could they not be on time?
Yeah. Yeah. They're not on time. So they got to wait a little bit longer.
Hire more people to finish the job.
I guess they lost some time with the pandemic. So they lost a little bit of time.
Fair enough.
So they've been working around the clock and they open their first home game, but they play first 13 games on the road. I think the Rangers are going to be better. I think Carolina is still very good. I think Washington takes a step back this year. I don't think the Caps are as good. And here's the problem with the Penguins, Scotty, and you know this. How do they survive those first 6 to 8 weeks with no Malkin, no Crosby, you know, still a very spotty goaltending situation? I think the Penguins have to really try to hold water like the Islanders for the first 6 weeks with different situations.
I think Crosby will actually be back sooner than they say. And but I don't think they're that good. I think they're in trouble either way. I think their goalie sucks. I hate that dude forever, Jari. They'll never go 3-10, the Islanders, on that road trip because they're too good, they're too deep, they're too fast. And the way I just looked at it was they only have 28 road games the rest of the season, the whole season, 28 road games. Like, by playing 13 in a row to start the season, it sounds brutal, which it is, but the end game is that they barely play on the road the rest of the season.
No, and you're right. And here's what they do have going for them. They're a good enough team, and it's the same group that's been together for the last few years, and they're well coached with Trotz, that they're going to manage it very well, that they're not going to go 3-10 in those 13 games. You're right. And if they go 7-6 or 6-7 and they just keep it 500, then that suddenly you open up the doors to the new place, and now, you know, you're playing 40 of your last, you know what, 68 games, 40 of your last 68 games are going to be at home. You know, that's something that you have to look forward to. So you just got to tread water, and they're a good enough team, and they're veteran, and they're well coached that they'll be able to do that.
So who's the Kraken goalie, Grubauer?
Yes, who was with the Avalanche, the guy that we used to destroy because he never won a big game.
Well, he's going to win games for them because they're a first-year team, and he's solid. He had a really good year last year until they got beat in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
I mean, bottom line.
I thought at the end, you know, I didn't think he was a big-time goaltender. I thought that he would come up small for them in a big spot, which, you know, eventually did happen. But it's a solid goaltender for half for an expansion team. It's not Marc-Andre Fleury level like Vegas had, but it's a guy with enough experience in the league that he is going to help them win some game.
I got to tell you, when I lived in Pittsburgh, right? And when I grew up and I had season tickets with my dad or whatever, they were his. But as a kid, I went to all the games. And then when Lemieux came, I went to all those. And I covered the Lemieux years as a sportscaster in Pittsburgh. And the thing that was cool about it, I got to be honest with you, it was probably a lot like you in that you lived 10 minutes from the Coliseum. And then now you live, what, 15 minutes from the new one? Something like that?
Yeah, 15, 20 minutes, something like, not that far. It's easy drive.
I mean, that's nothing.
With no traffic. With no traffic, it's an easy drive.
Okay, well, there's always traffic in Long Island. So let's say it takes you a half hour to get to the game. I never had that problem in Pittsburgh growing up. I lived 10 minutes from downtown Pittsburgh. And I mean, 10 minutes. And on a horrible day driving to the game, it would be 20 minutes. Like on a horrible day, it was 20 minutes to get to the Steel Building. And, you know, my dad worked there, so he had a parking pass free. So we parked in the Steel Building. And every night, same thing, Steel Building, walk up the hill, go to the game. And I got to tell you, there was nothing better than going to a hockey game every night 41 times a year when you live 10 minutes away from the arena. I mean, honestly, I was going to the Civic Arena, you know, 41 times a year and then playoffs. 10 minutes away I lived. It was the greatest thing ever. Here, I don't have that luxury. If I go to a Devils game, it's 50 minutes because of traffic. If I go to and it's only 30 minutes away, but it's 50 minutes if you go there, no matter what. It's just 50 minutes. When you hit Newark, you're sitting in traffic. That's it. And then if you go to the Garden, that's an hour. And I'm 30 minutes from the Garden, but I'm an hour automatic. And it's 100 and something just to park. It really is 50, 60, 75 bucks to park. You know that's true.
Yeah.
And you can't even find a place to park that's even close to the Garden. And the closer you go to the Garden, the more it costs. I mean, if you're a block or two away, it's $100. If you're 10 blocks away, it's 70. So, and then going to Long Island for me is like going to Europe. So my point of this is I got to tell you, like when I went to the Steeler game and I'm going again this week, I stayed downtown. And unfortunately, this week, I'm not staying downtown. One thing led to another. When the season started, the hotel rooms were few and far between. They were like impossible to get. I told you the story how I got the room at the Wyndham downtown next to the Heinz Field was I used Juice, and I had a friend with power get me that room through the Steelers, right? And sure enough, they got me in with back-to-back rooms for my kid, his friend, and me. And then this time I couldn't get a room because when I tried to get the rooms, they were sold out everywhere. Everywhere sold out. And so I ended up getting this room like near the airport. And it's literally in the middle of nowhere. The airport in Pittsburgh is in the middle of nowhere. It's 25 minutes from downtown, but it's in the middle of nowhere. So if you're 3 minutes from the airport at a hotel, you're in the middle of effing nowhere. And there's nothing there. Like literally, I'm going to have to DoorDash for food. Right, or Uber Eats, whatever you want to call it, Grubhub. I'm gonna have to do something,
right?
Because there's nothing. Like there is nothing to do there. There's no like,
no doubt.
At least downtown, there's stuff going on, and there's great restaurants, and there's fun, and you can ride scooters, and there's shops, and there's down in the Strip District, there's cool everything, bars, restaurants, shopping, everything. It's fun, and you're right by the stadium, and you can walk to the stadium. Now I'm 25 minutes away, automatic.
Brutal.
And that's with no traffic. So going to the Steelers game on Sunday morning, I got to leave at like 9:30, 10 in the morning just to beat the traffic in before it hits at 11. At 11 a.m. it hits. And then once that Fort Pitt is backed up for 5 miles, you're screwed. There's only one way in through that tunnel. And so I have to go on another gurkrack and go. We got to get, it's 3-0 cracking with 5 left in the second period as they continue to light up the Canucks in Vancouver on the doorstep. Donato, unbelievable on a rebound, getting the loose change, sitting by the blue and going top shelf where Granny keeps her strawberry. Oh, gee, shake out, ooh, shake out, ooh. Shakeout. Ooh. Oh, I got a parlay double piece tonight on the Bulls over. And then the Kraken, we got another dime, Carver High. We got another dime rolling into the piggy bank. Speaking of which, so there's nowhere to go where I'm staying, and there's no pool, there's nothing. I mean, honestly, and I'm going with my buddy, and he's the godfather of my children, and I just, I mean, the only thing I have is college football to watch on DTV. That's it. I'm going to get to this place, and I'm going to tell him I am not, like, getting a cab to go shopping or something. I'm not going to a bar because I don't drink. And this is the last thing I want to do is watch people drink. Okay. So I go and I'll like watch college football and that'll be that. That's what I'm going to do all day Saturday. Sunday, I'm going to get up. I got to find somewhere I can eat brunch or something, you know, like a big breakfast. Uber, and I'm going downtown, son. I'm going to get downtown early. I don't care if it's 9:30 in the morning. I'm going to get down
there. You should go down there at like 8. You should go down there like 8. You got people getting the grills out. Get a little breakfast, you know, join a tailgate.
You're
they got
right.
the grills out at 8:30 in the morning. I roll right into the parking lot at 8:30 a.m. And you know what? I even bring the bacon with me. I just walk up to somebody and go, I'm providing the bacon. Let's go. Let me in. And boom, and you just start.
I may have to drop. I may have to name drop. I may have to be. I'm Pharrell from The Fan. A good old Pharrell, old school, local boy. Come home.
In fact, now I don't know if you want to go this far, but in fact, I guarantee you that if you push this all week, you maybe even tweet it out, looking for a tailgate, I'll bring the bacon. Who's got it 8:30 on Sunday morning at the Steeler game? I guarantee you, you'll get a bunch of invites. They'll be bringing it. Come on, Pharrell.
You're probably right.
We got you for the
tailgate.
Maybe
I should reach out. Maybe I should reach out to your boy, Kale Burger.
Oh, you know, Kale Burger take care of you. Your boy, Kale Burger out there. They got you covered. I'm telling you. Somebody will have you covered.
Now, my buddy is filthy rich and lives in Pittsburgh. And he lives near Lemieux. And he's, he's a guy that got me the juice with the Steelers. And I should call him and at least say, look, I'm you know, carless, and I'm staying here. And he actually lives closer to where I'm going, where I'm staying, than where I want to go. I want to go downtown. So here's what happened. I have to tell you this story. It's unbelievable. So what happened was, and what do I got, 1 minute?
Less than that.
Okay, so what happened was there were no rooms, so I got stuck in this place, and then I have this travel agent chick does it for me, and she's like, do you need a room? And I go, there are no rooms. She calls me up, she goes, there's no rooms. And I go, what do I do? And she goes, I got you a room at the airport. I go, okay. She goes, I had to prepay it. And so she paid for it already, and I was like, can't you get me out of that so I can stay downtown somewhere? God.
I stayed by the airport when I went for the NHL draft there in Pittsburgh. It was torture. Torture.
The worst. I'm staying on Campbell's Run Road in the middle of nowhere. You can't even get a hooker crack there. All right, so anyway, as I was saying, I got this room, right? And last night I was looking around and I'm thinking, I just can't stay there. And so I'm like, because, you know, I don't roll like that, as you know, Carver High. I'm like, I don't even care what it costs. I need a better spot. I need a bigger suite. I need a better spot. I need everything better, always. And I was like, how do I find it? But there's got to be a place that has availability downtown. I just said there's got to be because I was seeing that there was, right? I was seeing, you know, on these sites, it says there's availability. And I'm like, so I reach out to the chick. I'm like, hey, listen, can you just move me downtown? What's the problem? And she said, since it was sold out, everything, when I did it, I just paid for it. It's already paid for. So you can't get your money back. And I was like, so you paid for it with my money? and it's done? She goes, yeah, it's done. You lose. That's what she said to me. You lose. She knows that's what I say all the time. Whenever anything goes wrong, I'm like, you lose. And she's like, I just wanted to say that, yeah, I already paid for it. You lose. And then I went, oh, no. I said, all right, don't, because I try to be nice to her. I know this chick forever, and she works kind of with me. And I was like, okay, don't worry about it. I'll just stay there. Thanks, though. I appreciate you. All the best. Be cool. I'll talk to you soon. She's like, have a good time. I go, I will. And then I hung up the phone. I was cussing. I'm like, God, son of a. Yelling in my house, scaring everyone, the dog, 34C, everyone's mad. When I'm mad, everything shuts down. And then, so I just, bottom line, I'm forced to stay at this place in the middle of nowhere with nothing, like no fun and nothing to do and nowhere to go. Like, I'm screwed. So I think I gotta, like, I think, you know, tomorrow, Thursday, I gotta reach out to my heavy hitters in Pittsburgh and try to, you know, find a way to get them to meet me in some, you know, at the very least Saturday night, a fancy restaurant. I got to go somewhere big. And, you know, even without them, I can go somewhere big. I just need an Uber, right? Uber to somewhere nice. Sure. Don't even worry about it. And just go do it. And then Sunday morning, get up early and hit it. And go to the city and get to the stadium and party. And I think you're right. I need to put out a flyer that I'm coming in and I want to tailgate early. And I want food.
Listen, somebody will pick you up. Somebody will definitely add you to the mix. They'll get you involved.
There's got to be food and chronic and...
Yes.
You know, things of this nature. Cough syrup to go down. But I'm very upset about it.
I'm sorry. And I know, and you,
I mean,
and listen, you live there. Obviously, you grew up there. I don't need to tell you. I've only been to that city once in my entire life, and the one time that I did, I stayed like you're going to be doing, out in the middle of nowhere, and it is a big difference from being downtown. Because let's be fair, I mean, even downtown after 11 p.m. is it can become a ghost town.
It's dead.
I mean, it is dead, as all can be. But outside the gates of the city is even worse. I mean,
prior to like late night. So, you know, after 10:30 at night, Pittsburgh's dead.
Yeah.
But like Station Square isn't dead. Carson Street isn't dead. If you went downtown and went to Carson Street on a Saturday night, it goes till 4 a.m. So it rocks. But downtown is generally dead. But during the daytime, right, and in the evening and at night, like before 11, it is a cool city, and there's a lot going on, and it is jumping. Now, there are some clubs in the Strip District that are fun and bars that are fun that are late night. There's no doubt about it. And Squirrel Hill, there's some bars late night. You know, there's a more of a younger scene out there, but it's jumping. So there are places that are jumping for sure in Pittsburgh. Believe me, you, it's a great city. There is no denying it. You never hear people saying Pittsburgh sucks, but it does shut down. The downtown, core downtown, shuts down at 11 o'clock for sure. But, you know, in certain parts of the city, Oakland, out at Pitt, down in the Strip District, Carson Street, they're all jumping. But I'm not jumping, bro. Like, I'm not like some late night party or going to clubs. No. I don't do that. But I do look for, as you know, fancy restaurants. I want to go eat big, eat large, live large. And then, you know, I mean, I went to the game with my kid and his friend. They're like, they're not even old enough to drink.
Right.
So, like, when I went to bed, they were playing video games. I could hear them screaming till 5 a.m. And I was in the other room. I slept for, like, 1 hour. I never slept. So it wasn't like I went out. I just was up because I heard them screaming and yelling all night. I was just sitting there watching TV and watching football late night. But you don't go partying with kids that are 16, right? So now I'm going with somebody that's, you know, my age and that's older. And then when I went to Atlantic City, it was a lot of fun in the Eagles game because I was with someone that was cool, that, you know, was of age and that had money and that knew how to party and knew how to live large. I mean, real large. And so it's who you go with and where you go and what you do. You got to make the most of it. But I don't like my location. So I'm definitely in a in a spot. I got to fix it on my own. I got 2-3 days here to fix it and be like, let's make some plans. Let's hook up. Let's party. Now you got to remember, the dude I'm going with is, I know him and he's a good friend of mine. And he's certainly, you know, family. He's godfather of my children, but you know, his nickname, right? Delusional.
Yeah.
So, he's not going to fit in with this filthy rich dude I know that's powerful, that's linked and juiced and is cool. And he's like the coolest guy you ever met in your life. And he's like, you know, this guy is massive juice. Like, he's the guy that's got all the Steelers on the take, the Penguins on it. He's friends with Lemieux. He's friends with the Rooneys. He's connected, right? So if you go to dinner with a dude that makes funny faces at him and that his nickname is Delusional, this guy's going to be like, who's this clown you brought to dinner? He's like going to come right out. And he's like, the guy will go to the bathroom. And he'll go, what have you done to me? I know this guy like the back of my hand. He smokes Partagas. And he'll be like, what have you done to me? Who is this weirdo? And I just can't have it. You know what I mean? So I have to gauge who I'm going to hang out with and where I'm going.
Right.
Now, I love Delusional. I've known him forever. He's family. But this guy in Pittsburgh doesn't know him from Adam, and he's going to think he's a dork. Because I know. I already know the answer to the puzzle. I already know what's going to happen. I can only bring him around certain people. I'm way better off just hanging out with him on my own because I have a good time with him. Like, I go to a lot of hockey games with him. I go to a lot of sporting events with him. I'm taking him to the Steeler game. So I already know I'm going to have a good time with him, and he's got a great sense of humor, and he's funny, but he's very weird, and I mean it. Like, I'll say it right to his face. He knows that we call him what we call him, and he gets it, but he doesn't care. He's just like... It is what it is. My nickname's Delusional. If you don't like it here, bite me. And then, but the other people are the ones that I'm worried about. They're like, what's happening here? Yeah. Who is this dude? Where'd you find this guy? And then it's a problem. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I just need to hang out with him on my own and watch college football. And I don't know. Like I said, you can't even find crack where I'm staying. Wait a minute. Are we live? Check 1, 2. No butter down on Campbell's Run. Can't even get a good hooker over there. What? Big Suey.
Big Suey. Big Suey.
I can't do anything. I'm going to be like the nerd dork traveler. Like, do you guys got a soda machine in here? There's no hot tub, no pool. There's no nothing. They said there's, you know, free internet. I'm like, oh, no. What's happening here? So the first thing I did was start looking at the high-end places in the city. I'm like, there's always rooms at the expensive places. I'm like, I could stay at the, you know, the most expensive places in Pittsburgh. I guarantee it. And then I was like, am I going to eat the $400 I spent on the room already? You know what I mean? I already spent $400 on the other room. Am I going to eat that completely and then drop another nickel, $600, $700 to stay in a fancy place?
Now, that's the hard
part. Well, then, and the flight is another $350, and the Ubers are another couple hundred, but I'm driving everywhere in Uber. So
yeah,
I'm looking at too large. I'm not renting a car. There's no cars to rent. They're all gone. I don't even want a car because then I got to go park it and pay to park and all the rest. I just want to ride downtown. Let me out. I'll meet you here after the game. Uber, go right back to the airport. Game over. My flight's at 7. So... it is what it is. Anyway,
would you like
to say how much I hate?
Would you like a good laugh before you get out of here? Would you like a good laugh tonight before you leave?
Laugh after how much I hate Garrett Cole's guts.
Yes, and we do have a final in Fenway, by the way. 6-2, Yankees are done. And here was part of that.
Yeah, like I usually
would save this for Coast to Coast, but it's too good, and I don't want you to hear it between now and then. So. I thought I would give this to you tonight, and this was on WFAN in New York, first inning. We talked a lot about Giancarlo Stanton and some of his deep drives to left. Let's hear our good buddy John Sterling in WFAN in New York.
Uh-oh. The pitch to Stanton. There it goes. Deep left, it is high. It is far. It is gone out of the ballpark. A Stantonian home run. Now, what did I do wrong? What did I see wrong?
Oh, no.
He's at first base.
Oh, no. Your boy thought it was out of the stadium and it was a single.
I mean, the ball was clearly off the wall.
He thought it was out of the ballpark.
Standing at first base, John, what did I do wrong? What did I
do? So, do you think that he'll realize now that it's over? Now, is that going to be the final nail in the coffin that someone's going to say, listen, you don't even know where the ball is?
Here's the best part about this. Now, as you know, but the announcers have been, you know, they haven't been going on the road all year. So there's always been that little excuse with John, you know, the long delay. They're watching it on a TV at Yankee Stadium. Tonight was the first road game John and Susan got to do all year. They actually sent him up to Fenway. He was in the park too, Scotty, and he didn't see the ball go off the wall.
Oh, God. Well, so he missed the call completely. Does he say to himself,
no,
I've lost it now.
Nope.
He's too vain.
It's just like many other guys me and you have talked about in the past. There's only two ways they're going out, either by death or by crane. They're either getting pulled out or they're going out while they still have the job, you know, while they're still not breathing anymore. That's it. That's the only way that guy stops doing the job.
Death or by crane? Is that what you said? Well, so by like death, in a casket or by a crane?
Well, no. Right. Either they die and they obviously don't have the job anymore, or you need a crane to pull them out of the job. So you need to basically take a crane, attach them to it, and yank them out by force. That's the only way that you get them out of that job.
So I had a guy today, I did the roof. Remember I told you I got a new roof? So
yes.
I had a guy with, what do they call it, the dumpster, has been in my driveway for a week. The guy came and got the dumpster today for the roof job, and he finally took it out of my driveway, and he missed with his big truck, and he drove over my yard, and he literally left a gigantic sinkhole in my yard, like La Brea, the La Brea sinkhole. You know who I'm getting sick of too is your boy Drano. I'm about done with this guy.
I gotta tell you. I was gonna text you over the weekend but I knew you were in Atlantic City. I didn't want to bother you. For some reason, Drano, I mean, just unprovoked, like out of nowhere, just starts attacking me about Notre Dame. I mean, they lose the game, and I must have got 3-4 tweets from Drano, you know, basically hammering me about the Irish. Like, whoa, Drano, what'd I do to you, pal? Honestly.
Yeah, and he's all Pats and Red Sox. Ugh. There's nothing I hate more in the world than these people up there. Honestly. And I'm just done listening to him. With all of his ripping on the Yankees and Notre Dame, and I'm done with it. So,
jeez.
If he wants to get on my bad side, he's doing a great job of it. So I'll turn on that guy like a weather system and see how funny that is.
I mean,
when I start talking about his suck-ass Wi-Fi that never works, when we put him on TV, every time he crashes like a freaking a comet. Wow. Anyway, some guy said my pick suck. You mean like that Bulls over in a Kraken game tonight? Like my Chargers last night? Like my four straight Monday Night Football double covers? Your mother picking her nose sucks in my bed at night. I'll tell you that much.
Oh.
I'll see you tomorrow at 4 on Coast to Coast. And that'll be that. Boston wins. Screw the Red Sox. Screw Garrett Cole. I'm out of here. Good night.
Arizona's state parks are a great place to enjoy our state's heritage. And 2026 is the year to celebrate the country's 250th birthday. Visit azstateparks.com/outdoors250 to find great activities like hiking or birding. And you can even sign up to win fun prizes. Celebrate the country's 250th and enjoy Arizona's natural beauty. Go to azstateparks.com/outdoors250 to get started.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.